Thank you very much for these comments. Now, of course, paragraph 3 was not intended to be a comprehensive list of possible disputes. If we mention, I have no problem in adding staff disputes, but if we add that and then do not refer to disputes concerning state representatives, we may sound incomplete. Oh, wow, this is too early for the champagne. I don't know. So returning to the textual proposals, as I said, I'm certainly not opposing it. In regard to the language versions, of course, I've cited the cases in their English version, and I'm sure there may be other language versions that could reflect that in the other languages. And if it relates to literature, I would mention footnote 29. I have tried not to overburden the commentary by very rich footnoting. As you've seen, it is mostly the cases that are referenced only. When it comes to the suggestion to replace headquarters issues, which might sound too colloquial, by headquarters agreements, the idea was by choosing issues instead of agreements that there may be, and avoiding disputes again, there may be disputes relating to headquarters that may not be limited technically to an interpretation of an agreement, but arise from the headquarters relationship. But again, I wouldn't have any problem with adding that. I would probably be a little bit more cautious by only adding staff. And the reason why it's not here, this is a kind of introductory paragraph, and as was noted by Mr. Galindo, examples are then mentioned. I think one could, for instance, subsume the disputes concerning individual staff members, experts on mission, in a broad sense, as those relating to privileges and immunities in general. But if there is a wish to add that, I would not oppose it. Thank you.
Thank you.